Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I consider all things so much rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against a daughter, and a daughter against a mother. A mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, I have come not to establish peace, but division. Jesus is a way of saying that, of course, he's not bringing division to earth. But if a person doesn't accept the calling of Christ, just to be holding to his own idea and not open to our labors, then division comes. It's a matter of fact, not too many people would like to follow Jesus. So in some other sense, those who follow Jesus and those who are against Jesus will be separated. It's not the wish of God. The wish of God is that all may be one. But we do not live this unity, this harmony, this opening ourselves, then the consequence is separation, is division. So I think you have to pray every day with the Lord this simple prayer, that all may be one. Many times we were disturbed because some people are not agreeable with us or even against us. And the only way we can keep our peace is just to trust the Lord. He is with us until the end of the world. Jesus will never leave us alone. But at the same time, we are now us to experience some crosses. What can we do? Offer these little crosses into the hand of the Lord for the salvation of the world, for the conversion of sinners. The world needs our prayer, needs our sacrifice. This is part of a sacrifice, this unity in the world. But we know that Jesus never abandoned us. Even amidst this unity, Jesus is still in our heart. He's encouraging us to be faithful to Him, continue to love. That's the meaning of unconditional love. We love not because people's good to us, just because not good to us, we still love them. We ask Jesus to give us special grace if we are not enjoying this unity, tell him that we want to be with him. Let us believe the real unity, the real peace, is a unity with the Lord. The rest put into the hand of Jesus.